Mark, a momentous achievement.
Look, it hasn't sunk in at all, really, to be honest with you. It's still sort of a bit of a dream here at the minute. Just so much going on, but we're absolutely ecstatic, delighted, so proud of everyone involved with the club, and just delighted to get that over the line.
You're managed by an Irish football legend, and he's come in, and people looked and think, Damien Duff's going to League Ireland. And he came in, and right from the start, everybody knew this was 110% effort from him, and rewards tonight.
Yeah. Everybody in the country knows that we wouldn't be where we are now today, winning this without him. He's been the cornerstone of it all. The demands he puts on us, the players, the staff, the people above him, the club as a whole has got better, and it's really mostly down to him. Yeah, we bought in and we've drove it on and drove the culture, and that's why we are where we are, but the big thing's down to him.
Tell us about him. People say Damien Duff had played for Blackburn and Chelsea and Newcastle and Fulham and won 100 caps for Ireland. What's he like on a daily basis? How has he done what he's done in the League Ireland?
He's got a weird way of getting the best out of you by putting extreme demands on you at times. Being intense, but also that you just love him. He's got that thing about him where you want to play for him, you want to run through a brick wall for him. He's got that, the stick and the carrot, I'd say, just to a tee, where he just knows how to work it. He knows how to read a room. And just also then you look at his actual knowledge in the football IQ that he has, the small details that he goes into. It all adds up to what we are now, and that's why we are where we are.
I heard Liam Coyle speaking after a game, a former Derry player, and he said, Damien Duff has the ability to make players be even better than they thought they could be.
Yeah, 100%. When I first came here, anyway, I know I would never have dreamt of winning the league as a captain and getting the team of the year or whatever it may be, but I know a large part of that's down to him. Yeah, I bought in and took on the knowledge on board and implemented my game, but it's all thanks to him and the staff, really, and that's where I feel like he's the biggest or the best coach in the country by a mile. You look at our budget, he's never really went and got big players, blah blah blah. It's always been improvements, and that's so hats off to him.
I've been covering the League Ireland since 1991. It's the strangest season I've ever seen. It's the season they said nobody wanted, they won.
I don't agree with that at all. If people saying that maybe weren't in a position where it is to win, it's a lot harder said than done. I think that's down to the fact that there's so much quality spread amongst the league. Like, look at the teams at the bottom, Dundalk, who would have thought they were getting relegated, no chance. They have some quality players, former Irish internationals on the team. So I think it's massively down to that. And mentally, it's a tough, tough league to play in, because every week you have to be at it. But I think that's where the biggest difference now in this league is compared to what it was years ago.